Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. Advance is a statement that is true for us. It is a declaration by God over us as His people, and it is a command from God to move and take your territory. How many are ready to take territory this year? There are some things we talked about that have been tightly shut up in 2024 that God is unlocking in 2025. There's some walls. Like, some of us have caught a glimpse of what God wants to do, but it's like it's been behind a wall. It's been behind a gate. Just like the people of God saw their promise, but it was tightly shut up. But I want to tell you that in 2025, the walls are coming down. Look at somebody say, in 2025, the walls are coming down. And so it's a time sensitive. There's in God, there's certain words that there's a window of time that you have to act upon, you have to move in. And that's what we believe. If you missed the message, you can go back and listen to it on the podcast. And that's an important part about what we'll be talking about the rest of this month, advance. I'm going to build upon that word today that we spoke on New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve was the word, the strategy. But today I want to talk about marching around walls. In the story in Joshua 6, first there was a word, there was a strategy, right? And we talked about that on New Year's Eve, the word, the strategy. Today I want to talk about marching around walls. Somebody say that, marching around walls. So the Lord's command was to march around the walls one time every day for 6 days. And on the seventh day, march around the walls 7 times. But one thing that's important to understand, that the word of God was to march, not walk. There's a difference. March, not walk. Sometimes we go through life and we're walking like we're just on a stroll. But a march is different because there's a determination. There is a different type of focus. There's a mistake if we're walking because we don't understand we're in a battle. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places." So we're not just going through life. We're not just on a stroll. We're not just surviving or just sightseeing, right? But we're actually commanded to march. Look at somebody saying, "March around the promise." God has given you a promise. God has given you a vision of what He wants to do in your life. And if you haven't received a glimpse of what God wants to do, that's what is so important about praying and fasting, right? So as we're going into this time, God is going to give you clarity. But it's important, once you have a glimpse, once you have some clarity, begin to march around the promise. God has a promise for each and every one of us. God has a blessing for each and every one of us. There's purpose that God has given us, but we have to take possession of it, right? The children of Israel, they didn't just walk in and they said, "Here is your blessing. Here is your land." They had to take possession of it. So just as the children of Israel did that, they had to arm themselves and move forward. We have to arm ourselves in the spirit, prepare ourselves in the spirit. I want to tell you, this is season to upgrade the way you move. It's time, if you're not already marching, to learn how to march. A march is not a walk. So marching around the promise. The next thing is, there's an old expression that says, "Don't talk unless you have something good to say." Right? Oftentimes, we're speaking negative things into our lives. We're sowing negative words into our future because we have our mouth open at the wrong times. We're low on faith, but our mouth is wide open, saying stuff, planting stuff in our reality. Joshua 6:10, when they were about to march, Joshua told the people, "Do not shout, do not even talk," Joshua commanded Not even a single word from any of you until I tell you to shout. You have to hear this by the Spirit. This is what God is saying to you. Listen, you have to guard your words. Not even a word, not even a single word until God says it's time to speak, until God said it's time to declare, until God says it's time to make the shout. Sometimes we just talk too much. There's a time to just march. There's a time to be silent and march, just to have faith and just have a season where you're quiet. Joshua instructed the people, don't even talk while you're marching. Why did he say that? When you're silent, doubt can't come out. If you're in a season where you're doubting, don't talk too much. Don't talk too much. Get around some people of faith. Get yourself encouraged in the Lord. But when you're silent, doubt can't come out. There are moments when you're believing for the miraculous that you have to pay special attention to what you say and what you don't say. We have to make sure that we're speaking the word of faith over our lives, over our family, over our purpose, and not doubt. The devil loves to use your words against you. How many know that? How many know that when we say the wrong things, we're actually empowering the enemy to act in our lives? Because the enemy has what's called indirect power. He doesn't have direct power. God has given you the power. God has given us the power as his people and as his designed creation, right? He created us in his image and likeness. So when the enemy comes, he tries to steal your words. He tries to use your words against you. So if you don't got anything good to say, don't say anything at all. Get back in the prayer closet. Get something good to say. When you're silent, doubt can't come out. Joshua said, look, just be quiet when you march. Don't say anything until it's the right season to speak. I may sometimes have doubts in my mind, but I choose to speak faith because I'm watching what I say. Sometimes I realize I got to go back to the prayer closet because I got to get a better vocabulary. Even when it looks one way on the outside and it feels one way on the inside, I choose to say, God, I trust your word and I trust your promises and I'm going to march in faith. Marching is also focus. Marching is all about focus. When I'm marching around something, I've zeroed in on my target. I've realized this is my territory. This is my intention. I'm going to walk around this. I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to pray specifically for this. I'm moving in faith around what God has promised. I know I may not be able to go in yet, but he's promised it, and so I'm marching around it. I'm increasing my faith, and I'm increasing my focus on what God has placed in my vision. Increase your faith and increase your focus on what God has promised you. This is a season that we need to march around things that God has promised you. Go back and look at old words that you have written down. Go back and review old prophecies and begin to take those off the shelf and march around those words. Begin to increase your focus. Don't sit by idly. Don't just stroll by. It's your season to march around God, what God has promised you. Just say, I'm going to march. If that's you, if you believe that, just say, this year, I'm going to march around what God has promised me. Marching is intentional. Marching is full of faith. Marching is full of focus. I'm not focusing on other things. I'm not being distracted by other things that aren't what God is pointing at in the season. So I'm focused on the promise of God. Proverbs 4:25 says, look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. So it's about an extreme focus. Marching is about being disciplined and being focused on what God has given you. If you want to achieve the great things that God has placed in your heart, it takes discipline and it takes focus. It takes intention. It takes faith. This is a year to be more focused than you've ever been. Marching is about focus. And focus is about not being distracted. How many times have you been very focused in January and you lost your focus in February and March? How many times have you made some New Year's resolutions in January and by February or March those things had slipped away? It's called focus. It's called discipline. I'm walking and I'm marching with intention in 2025. It's time to be focused and not distracted. God is commanding us to advance, and that necessitates focus on the objective. It's time to march around the promise. Marching is also about getting in position. You'll never be in position if you sit still, and you probably won't be in position if you're walking, because you won't get there in time. It's too casual. You march so you can be in position for the blessing that God wants to give you. You march because you want to be ready to receive what God has for you in this year. You march because you want to be ready and you are advancing. If you're marching, you're going to be combat ready. Realize you're in a battle. And the devil doesn't want to turn your blessings loose. Did you know that? Devil doesn't want to see you receive the things that God wants to give you. He's going to try to block. He's going to try to delay. He's going to try to distract because he doesn't want you to be blessed. Every good and precious thing comes from above. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. But the end, God is a giver, right? He's always giving, right? The enemy is always blocking. He's trying to block your promise. He's trying to distract you from being in the position to receive the good gift that God is trying to send down the line. The devil wants to do that, so it's important to be in position because you're marching. Be combat ready. That's about marching. When you march, you're getting yourself in a position to receive. How many want to be in a position to receive in 2025? I got my hand up too because I want to receive. I want to be in position. If you want to advance, you need to march. I could have advancement in my heart. I could be talking about advancement, but if I don't actually move and put some action with it, I love what Kenny was talking about a little earlier. You got to put some action behind it. That's what marching is all about, putting action behind your faith. Right? James said, faith without works is what? It's dead. It's not going to go anywhere. If you just got faith to advance in your heart and you got faith to advance in your words, but you don't have faith to advance in your actions. God wants to help get you in position, so we have to advance. This is what God wants for us. He wants us to advance. He wants you to advance for your benefit, for the benefit of others, for the sake of the kingdom. He wants us to advance. New Year's Eve, we heard the word and the strategy, advance. Today, we realize that we have to march. When we march, we can't be speaking doubt. We must be speaking faith. We must march and focus on what God has promised us. We must march and get into position to advance. 2025 is our year to advance. 2025 is your year to advance. 2024 was about increasing capacity. There's a lot of stretching, a lot of discomfort, a lot of preparation. But 2025 is about advancing. It's about those nets being full of the promises of God. 2025 is your year to advance. Let's pray together. God, I thank you for each and every person that's here. God, you have called us to advance. And that is a statement that is true. That is a declaration that you're making over our year and over us as a people. And it is a command to take action. So God, I thank you, Lord, for each and every blessing that has been tied up in the heavens. Each and every aspect of purpose that's been held back by walls that have been delayed by the enemy. God, you're causing walls to come down, and you're causing us to advance in this season. God, as we go into this time of prayer and fasting, let us really, really meditate on what it means to advance and what it takes to advance. And as heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I feel that I've drifted a little bit with my relationship, and I want to reconnect with him today. If that's you, I want to pray for you. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I ever really had a relationship like what you're talking about. I want that, though. If either of those are you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you today. Amen. 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 There is something about saying yes to Jesus that causes you to advance. We can't advance without a relationship with Jesus. So the most important and first decision is saying, Jesus, I need you. I can't do it on my own. So if you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can pray this with us. Jesus, thank you for loving me, for dying on the cross, for my sins, to give me a second chance and to reconnect me with my Heavenly Father. I'm sorry for the times I've slipped away, times I've gotten distracted, the times I've made the wrong decision, the times I've sinned. Jesus, forgive me. Apply the perfect work of the cross to my life. I need you to walk with me, to lead me, to guide me, to give me strength to live a life that pleases the Father. Help me do that. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give God the praise today. I'm excited. If you made that decision for Jesus or to reconnect with Jesus, man, this is a new chapter. And great faith journeys start with small steps. So even though you might have said, I just said a small prayer today, that small prayer, Jesus said, even faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. So don't walk out of this building and say, oh, I just prayed a little prayer. No, you have mustard seed faith, and it's going to move mountains. It's the beginning of a new season for you. Get connected with some other people of faith. We've got some great groups in the church. I encourage you, jump in with that. And I'll leave you with this thought. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is with you, you will be? Have an awesome Sunday. God bless you. Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.